This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, let me get you back to the president and his focus on the trade gap the United States has with Beijing and what this weekend's announcement might mean for it and for the economic long term. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
This morning, President Trump tweeted, China has agreed to buy massive amounts of additional farm agricultural products. Would be one of the best things to happen to our farmers in many years. Cornell economist Eswar Prasad is not impressed with what some characterize as a short-term win for old economy agriculture. Unresolved is China's push to dominate new economy technology.
All that the U.S. has gotten is promises that China will buy more agricultural products and energy, and that it will continue to discuss concerns that the U.S. has about its protection of intellectual property rights, access to its markets.
But China importing more food and fuel would at least reduce the U.S.-China trade deficit.
There's no upside in just reducing the trade deficit.
Derek Scissors is a trade expert at the American Enterprise Institute.
So the president sees it as an imbalance where we're losing money. I don't. The Chinese are taking our money and we're getting what they make. So I don't think a reduction in the trade deficit, even if it were to come out of this deal, would be a great accomplishment. But that's what the president promised. So politically, it does matter.
Scissors predicts the trade deficit will rise again in a few years if deeper problems aren't addressed, specifically China's push to grow its high tech and other advanced sectors using government subsidies and foreign technology. Jeffrey Schott at the Peterson Institute sees at least one silver lining.
While it didn't resolve any immediate problems, it did prevent the problems from getting bigger.
Schott says hundreds of billions in retaliatory tariffs would hurt both economies. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.